I play the character of Teddy Daniels, who's becomes way too emotionally invested in the case that he's trying to uncover, and he's signed on to investigate a missing woman on Shutter Island. But we also learn within the process that he's got some attachment to this place, and there's something about his past that's interlocked within this mental ward that starts to unravel during the course of this film, and it becomes like a giant jigsaw puzzle. We never truly understand what's happening, but it was a powerful movie to be a part of, an emotionally sort of gut-wrenching character to play. It was really the material we had. We had a great script sent to both of us. And as soon as, of course, Martin Scorsese is involved in making a movie, I'm immediately excited about it. He is one of the great directors of our time, and I learned so much by working with him every single time. But like I said, we had this wonderful screenplay, a book by Dennis Lehane, and it was about putting together this giant jigsaw puzzle, and I got to be a part of that process. I got to be responsible for that character, and it was an amazing journey. It was really an amazing journey, and took us to darker places than I think we ever sort of could have foreseen when we committed to the project. Both of us were pretty surprised at how heavy this movie was ultimately. What sets him apart? He has a unique understanding of what it is to be an audience member watching a movie, and I think that's by the sheer hours that he's banked in a theater himself, being a historian of film. He is an absolute expert, and he brings with him a wealth of knowledge that is unsurpassed. And he's also managed within the process to become his own unique artist, even though he's got such an amazing appreciation for film. And you can't help but learn something about film history, the importance of film as an art form when you work with this man. What's in store for audiences? It's an emotional roller coaster, first off. It is a genre film. It's a throwback to those Hitchcockian thrillers from the past. When you look at Vertigo or Out of the Past or Laura, or films like that, where a detective becomes way too involved with the case that they're assigned to. But at the same time, it is a story of mental illness and human nature, and this island is symbolic of a lot more things. And I think it's one of those movies where people may have to watch numerous times to really sort of understand the different layers that are happening simultaneously. And that's the sign of a good movie to me, when I know that I'm able to watch it 3 and 4 times and uncover new information. That to me means that I'm watching a movie that is important and powerful, and I think this movie is.